Does these type of things go? Representative Miller for the final comment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I appreciate Representative Courtney's comments about not sending something over to the Senate that's loaded up. But we've dealt with things this past week that have been rather unusual in things that have come back here from the Senate that didn't look a bit like things we sent over there. So I don't know if this missile would be any particular surprise. And I guess it's nice to say we've done a lot of nice things, and we have in the House Judiciary Committee, probably more productive than any term I've been here. Unfortunately, I guess our victories ought to be counted for the entire legislature and not just the House of Representatives. And so we are staring failure in the face once again on major issues. And unless we send this thing over there for their consideration, these important measures that got the deliberation of this committee in the full House are going to die in the same old committee they've been dying in for years, just under a different person. Same result. So if you're satisfied losing, I guess you would oppose Representative Minnis's amendments.
Representative Calori.
I have a question for either Representative Miller or Minnis, either one. Either way, it'd be fine. What do we accomplish by sending over this bill loaded up with these other bills? I mean, why won't they just summarily strip them off and, you know, in about 2 nanoseconds, and we haven't accomplished a thing?
Well, they want to strip them off and go directly to the floor on a concurrence. They'll go directly to the floor on a concurrence. So I have to vote on them.
Yeah. Senate might concur.
Mr. Chairman, if I could respond, I think that given the opportunity in a conference committee to look at the substance of any number of these bills, that the Senate is going to look at the substance and say, yes, it is a good idea or it's not a good idea. And I know that the conferees, whoever they are, hopefully, are going to have some interest in the passage of those bills, too. And I think when you put it in the legitimacy of that forum, that you have the capability of passing a certain number of these pieces of legislation. I have absolutely no hope that every single one of these bills would come out of a conference committee and go to vote.
It's a little easier to bury something and not deal with it as they have done than to face it straight up.
Yeah. Let's call the question this, please. Reconsideration. Representative Bryan.
Will we have any recess as
Representative Miller? No, we're going to vote.
You're just talking on the record here.
We're going to vote.
There will be no recess?
I don't think I need a recess.
You don't need the change, apparently.
Yeah. Okay, clerk, call roll, please, in reconsideration.
This is whether or not to reconsider the vote.
Representative Miller?
No.
Representative Mannix?
Aye on reconsideration.
Representative Courtney?
Yes.
Representative Lurie?
No.
Representative Bryan?
Aye.
Representative Bauman?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
Aye. Okay. Now, we're at the bill itself. We've got two more things to do before we go into full committee.
Well, we're reconsidering the amendment that added on all of those. That's the issue in front of us now, or at least.
Well, the amendment has been essentially is on that. There is no amendment now, unless somebody wanted to move it again.
I now move it again.
Now move it again.
And I would like Representative Minnis, if possible, to give us a quick outline of the. Do you have the list of those bills here?
I do. 2479 is the infamous marijuana bill. 2033 is the murder by abuse statute that we've amended. 2653 is the attempt to elude and eluding on foot bill. 2654 is a resist arrest bill. 3003 is the true life option for the conviction of murder, which is a bill, frankly, I think is very important.
I thought that's been done. But
it has not. In fact, it was the subject of the newspaper article. 2369 is the drug bill dealing with the sale of drugs within 1,000 feet of a school. 2469 is the wire. One of the wiretap bills. 2191 is ex parte. That was passed. Delete that one. And we have 2432, which is the aggravated murder based on the race of the victim. 2365 is the victim under the age of 14.
Too much baggage.
2430 is the drug trafficking bill. And 2667 is the torture murder.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Mason.
Representative Manning.
My motion this time is that we amend the bill with all of those bills except the marijuana bill, which is 2479. And my reasoning is that that bill has its own separate aura of controversy, and I don't want to put too much baggage into this.
That's a real one.
I'm leaving out the marijuana bill this time, Mr. Chairman.
Bill, thank you for that.
Call for the question.
Okay, question's been called for.
That was big of you, Kevin.
First call roll.
President Bell? President Allen?
No.
President Bryan?
Aye.
President Flory?
Aye.
President Courtney?
No.
Love it,
baby.
Aye.
President Miller?
Aye.
No. Okay.
Chairman, one further amendment.
Yes.
I'd move House Bill 2479 be added to that list.
Okay. Marijuana. Representative Keller moves 2479 be added to the list. I think we've discussed it. Clerk, call the roll.
President Ballard?
No.
President Bryan?
No.
Aye.
President
Courtney? No.
No.
President Miller?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
No. Fail.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, Representative Mannix.
I move the bill as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Question.
Full committee due pass as amended. Clerk, call roll.
Chairman,
Representative from Mr. Myers.
One other quick amendment in relation. I'm sorry. No, this is important.
I thought we were through.
I'm sorry. It just occurred to me. In Section 87, where you have the language about affirming the guidelines, we'd mentioned earlier about adding the reference to the amendments made by the board. But I think you would also want to add a reference that would also refer to as amended by this, you know, by the assembly. You're affirming them with the amendments that you're voting on in this bill also.
Any objection to that?
Mr. Chair, I have kind of a question that if I could have an answer to that. It would have to do with the members.
Call the question.
Opposed to the members of the subcommittee.
I think we've...
Proposing a way out of the
vote. Okay, go ahead, Representative Calhoun. Mr.
Chair, the section in here involving the council setting up guidelines for misdemeanors. Still in
here? That's in a separate bill.
I guess we don't think
okay. Which is a ways and means.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Chairman, I call the question.
Okay, call the question. Clerk, call roll.
Representative Miller?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Courtney?
Aye.
Representative
Flory?
Aye.
Representative Bryan?
Aye.
Representative Bowen?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
Aye. Okay. Now they're in full. Now, we're going to go to full in a few minutes here.
Mr. Chair, if I could, I've been waiting since 3:30 for 1021A.
1021. Mr. Kafoury, very quickly, tell us why we need this bill, 1021.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Stephen Kafoury, representing the Oregon Conference of Private Child Caring Agencies.
Don't anybody leave. We're going to move this thing today. Go ahead.
Last session, this legislature allowed private residential care facilities, nonprofit agencies that take a preponderance of state children into their residential care to fall under the state tort claims limitation. The definition of preponderance needs to be amended so that we can have preponderance of budget rather than preponderance of children, because one agency, the Perry Center in Portland, has taken a number of children who come in on a once a week or twice a week basis, but the preponderance of the budget is still in those children who are there for residential care.
Very simple, very good bill. Any objection to it? Clerk, call the roll.
Representative Bowman?
Aye.
Bryant?
Aye.
Calhoun?
Aye.
Calhoun?
Aye.
Clark?
Aye.
Courtney?
Yes.
Edmondson?
Yes.
Mannix?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Dennis?
What are we doing?
10:21.
He's not on the subcommittee.
Are we just doing subcommittee?
We're only on the subcommittee. Starting on the subcommittee.
No, I know.
Brian, how do you vote on 10:21?
Aye.
Bowman?
Aye.
Mason votes aye. Courtney?
I vote aye.
Calori?
Aye.
Mannix?
Aye.
Okay, that's a majority. Miller? 10:21, Perry Center bill.
Aye.
Aye, okay. Bill passed. Turned in full, and so we're now in full committee. 10:73, who will make a motion?
Move to the floor, do pass, recommendation as amended.
10:73 to the floor, do pass as amended. Clerk, call the roll, please.
Bowman?
Aye.
Representative Bryant?
Aye.
Representative Calhoun?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Courtney?
Yes.
Representative Edmondson?
No.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Miller?
Aye.
Representative Minnis?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
No.
Mr. Chair?
Mason and Edmondson.
No, Mr. Mayor.
That's minority report.
Serve notice reconsideration.
Serve notice reconsideration.
Mr. Chair, I move reconsideration.
Representative Clark moves for immediate suspension of the rules for reconsideration. Clerk, call the roll for immediate suspension of the rules.
Representative Minnis?
No.
Representative Miller?
No.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Edmondson?
No. Oh, yes, excuse me.
Yes, yes.
Misspoke.
Was that any?
I'm sorry, I meant to say yes.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Calhoun?
No.
Representative Bryant?
No.
Representative Bowman?
Aye.
Chairman?
Aye, we're going to be here all night if we don't reconsider now. Okay, we're going to be here all, can you change?
Well, let me ask what the purpose of reconsideration is.
Is to move reconsideration immediately so we can finish up this committee's business.
Otherwise, the bill and the committee is delayed for another day.
Representative Calhoun, we need to finish this committee's business.
Maybe if you can do it without me, I have to go, I just want to kind of keep around this one night.
What's the count?
I changed.
74.
Yeah, we got it.
Eight, four? Eight, four, okay, we're all right.
You have eight, four.
74.
She changes it to 8:3.
8:3?
Number.
I need two-thirds. No, two-thirds.
Seven doesn't cut it.
Two-thirds of those present.
Two-thirds for the.
Those present.
Mr. Chair, courtesy to the chair, I will change my vote to.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. I can do that on another suspension, so, okay. Now, anybody, you want to move your reconsideration?
Yeah.
He moves reconsideration, Representative Mill, reconsideration by which 10:73 passed. Clerk, call the roll on reconsideration. Let's get this thing out of here.
Aye.
Representative Bryant?
Aye.
Representative Calhoun?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Courtney?
Aye.
Edmondson?
No.
Representative Mannix?
No.
Representative Miller?
Aye.
Representative Minnis?
Aye.
Chairman Mason?
No.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, Representative Mannix?
I move on reconsideration, I remove the bill as amended, do pass to the floor.
Representative Mannix moves the bill to the floor, do pass as amended. Clerk, call the roll.
Representative Minnis?
Yes.
Representative Miller?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Edmondson?
No.
Representative Courtney?
Yes.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Aye.
Representative Bowman?
Aye.
Chair Mason?
No. Notice minority report for Edmondson and Bryan. Okay, 1021. Did the floor do pass? Unamended. Edmondson Mason. Okay. 1021, floor do pass. Unamended?
That's correct.
Unamended. Clerk, call roll.
President Bowman?
Aye.
President Bryan?
Aye.
President Calhoun?
Aye.
President Flory?
Aye.
President Clark?
Aye.
President Courtney?
Yes.
President Edmondson?
Aye.
President Manning?
Aye.
Representative
Minnis? Aye.
Representative Minnis?
Aye.
Gentlemen, Representative Bowman would like unanimously stand to change her vote from aye to yes to no on 1073. Will not change the outcome. Any objection?
She's got objection.
Okay, do we want to do a suspension of the rules?
I move the suspension of the rules to allow Representative Bowman to change her vote on House Bill 1073.
Okay, clerk call roll, suspension of rules, allow Representative Bowman to change her vote.
Thank you. Votes no.
President Bowman?
Votes no.
Oh, wait. We're voting on suspension of the rules.
Oh, votes. Aye. Aye.
This is your motion.
Aye. Thank you.
Okay. Always
Brian?
Aye.
Chris Calhoun?
Hello, good representative.
President Clory?
Aye.
President Clark? President Courtney?
Aye, yes.
President Edmondson?
Yes.
President Mannix?
Aye.
President Miller?
Aye.
President Minnis?
You won.
Aye. How do you vote, Representative Bowman? He votes no. Okay, anything else for the committee? Ladies and gentlemen, this is, as far as I can tell, our last committee meeting. Thank you very much. It wasn't exactly where I thought it would come out, but I think we're going to get the issue.
Finally right. Got my minority.
Yes, finally got your minority report. Troublemaker Edmondson.
Great
thank you
issue.
Very much. Oh.
Who do you want to carry the bill?
Clark's going to carry the bill. No, I don't have any comment. Yes.
There were three no votes to move it to the floor, right? So that Bowman, Edmondson, and Mason.
Yeah.
And Bowman's that.
Now you understand why we did that.
Well, you have no comment. Right?
Oh,
yeah. No, go ahead.
Well, I mean, geez, if you don't understand, I mean, you don't understand.
Well, right, because you object to the loading of the bill.
Well, we're introducing the minority report, which will be the unloaded bill. That's, you're just seeing it come out in two different forms.
Wait. Wait. John, do you have that list for me? I just decided marijuana is going to be two.
No, marijuana is fine. That's fine.
I'll vote again.
I
Why?
Oh, I...